Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
If I don't brag about myself, who will?
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G. And guess who is with me today?
Hi.
Her name is
Amy Nichols.
I was going to do more of a setup, and then I started singing, and I kind of didn't know where to go from there.
That's okay.
You have children, you have a husband, you have a dog. Here's Amy Nichols.
Yeah, and we do a lot of conversation by song in our family. Do you know the scene? I don't know if anyone's seen this movie. You should if you're a good person. What about Bob? You know, they're in the
Never
kitchen.
Never seen the movie. I'm not a good person.
You're not. Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
It's one of the greatest movies ever. Anyway, so they're in the kitchen and they're like cleaning up after dinner. And like, I'm putting the chicken in the fridge. It's just so funny. Anyways, we've adopted it into our family and we do it all the time.
Does the movie get any better than what you just did for me?
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Bill Murray and that old guy, I can't remember his name.
Well, maybe I'll check it out then.
It's really good.
I was just saying today that I need to expand my movie horizons because I'm very judgmental on what I'm willing to watch.
Yeah.
TV, I don't give a crap. I will give anything a shot. Then it's just up to me whether or not I want to stick to it. But movies, I just judge them right off the bat and won't get into them.
Do you think it's because it's such a big dedication? It's not just like a 20-minute show. It's more like an hour and a half to 2.5 hours or.
Yeah. And a lot of time it involves money. So either.
True.
I mean, unless you want to watch something on Netflix, which I will do sometimes, but most of the time I'm going to watch TV on Netflix. I'm usually not going to Netflix for the movies.
Yeah.
So yeah, good point, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just judgmental. I'm judgmental for a reason. But first off, I wanted to say to you, Happy National Best Friends Day.
Hey, happy National Best Friends Day to you.
Yeah, it was National Best Friends Day earlier this week, I think yesterday. So I wanted to wish you a very happy National Best Friends Day. Thank you for being my best friend.
Yeah, it's so great because every time we walk into the room, we see each other for the first time. We always say, good morning, best friend.
Good morning, best friend. And it's so great. And not only do I love you and think that you're a best friend, so does Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on social media. If you haven't checked them out yet, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook and Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Also seems very fond of you as well.
Well, thank you.
You're very popular. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
If I could even say going viral.
I feel it. I feel super viral. I don't know if that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Shh.
But we just wanted to hop on for a moment today to do something we normally don't do, and that's brag. Some bragging to do today. First of all, something I have to brag about, juice cleanse, done. Amy, I did not eat and I drank a juice cleanse for 2 days this week. And I'm not going to lie, it was a little bit of a struggle. Okay, it was kind of a lot of a struggle.
Well, yeah, you're dedicated.
It feels good. It feels so good afterwards. In the moment, though, you just know that you're missing out on something vital.
Food?
Yeah, food. So it's a little hard in the moment that you're doing it. But my husband did it with me for the first time, too. I did 2 days. He did 1 day. Now, I've done 1 day a couple of times now. It's my first time doing a 2 day. And
I'm sure it was harder. More difficult.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For him, especially, because, I mean, as a dude, he is so hot. He really is. He eats like crap. He drinks Guinness by the gallons, and he is hot. He's just one of those guys who can pull it off. He doesn't even need a juice cleanse. He's just doing it with me, pretty much. I mean,
like
sure,
a support thing.
Yeah, and I mean, we all have things that we can improve on, for sure. But looking at him, you would never think that he needs to lose anything, because he's pretty damn perfect. But anyway, except for in this one point, because he did the juice cleanse and he failed and I got to rub it in his face. Now, he did a really good job. He started off strong. He went to a meeting. they had breakfast burritos there. He was texting me. He's like, oh my God, there's breakfast burritos here. This is so hard. I was like, dude, Phil, you, we had a birthday today at work and I had to cut up the cake and pass it out to people and not eat it.
Yeah, way worse.
And that was my second day of not eating. So that was pretty bad. I'm like, here's your freaking cake, you know?
That is the big jerk here is that I did not step in to help. I just watched you serve that cake.
Thanks, best friend. Yeah, but he went to the meeting. They had burritos. He didn't have one. He made it all day. Until he came home. And as soon as he came home, he's like, what can I eat? And I was like,
what did he eat? Was it decent or just complete garbage?
He ate nuts, which I haven't been grocery shopping. So I didn't have a lot of options in there for him. So right. I was telling him, like, grab some fruit, grab a chicken breast, do something. He's like, do we have any of that? No. What do we have? I think there might be some old nuts in the pantry if you look in there. So he had some nuts and then... I kept making fun of him and he said, well, if you're just going to make fun of me, I'm just going to eat anyway. And I was like, you're going to eat anyway. And so he did. So he went to the fridge and he got out an 8-hour old burrito that he had snatched from his morning meeting and ate that.
Oh my gosh.
Now it had been refrigerated for of that. But yeah, he said there was like an excess of these breakfast burritos at work and he was really wanting one. So he went ahead and grabbed one for later. He even told me before he had decided he was going to eat, he was like, I'm going to stay up till midnight so I can eat. But he ate that old breakfast burrito. And then I went to bed and I got up to tell him something and he was drinking a beer. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to be doing that either. So judgmental Lacey in full effect. I'm bragging on myself. I win at the juice cleanse. I beat him and I beat two of my friends, but I can't tell you why on them.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is a big deal.
I'm eating today. I feel good. My stomach still makes funny noises, though. It's not what you think, though. It's not bad stuff happening. It's just readjusting to food.
It's just hunger.
It's just hunger. Oh, I forgot to say this part. So I'm shaming him now, but he totally shamed me last night. So we were sitting on the couch together, and he gave me a hug, and he was touching my legs. I was wearing some shorts, and he goes, oh, I didn't realize the juice made your leg hairs grow too. So he leg hair shamed me and I had to shave last night. And that just sucks because I have to shave again on Saturday. My formal event is on Saturday. Mm. And so I'm going to have to shave again. So now I just like wasted a shave because I was shamed.
No, it's not a waste. Yeah. It's never a waste to shave.
Come on. More than once a week. Is that absolutely necessary if you're not going to be at a pool? But I don't have to paint my toenails for the event. The shoes that I found are closed-toed shoes. And I haven't announced this. I found a dress. And my dress is super awesome. So my event's on Saturday. And I'm really, really excited about it.
And I'm sure it's a mullet dress.
It is. It is a floral mullet dress. And so my shoes are going to be shown. My toes are not. I really don't have to shave my legs, but I'm going to do it anyway because the mullet's pretty low down. But yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Aw, I hope you have fun. Well, I have something to brag about.
What you got, girl?
I have been feeding my kids, family, on the cheap, like all week.
I love this about you because you find such creative ways to feed your family and then you get so excited about it.
Okay, so last night we went to the Rangers game and it was dollar hot dog night.
Fun.
So we did have to pay for the tickets, but they were discounted tickets because it was a school night. Anyone in the district could buy tickets for, you know, a lesser price. Anyways, but it was dollar hot dog night. And I think I only had two, but I think Josh had five, which is a lot of hot dogs.
That is a lot of dogs.
But the whole family for $10 is pretty great.
That's genius. How many did your kids have? Are they big eaters?
It depends on what we're eating. Morgan is not a fan of hot dogs, so she only had one, and Maddox had two. So I think that's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. Because we only bought
a family of four on $10.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Super great. And okay, so this you're going to judge me on, but I think it's fantastic. I had pizza. Four nights. Okay, so here's how it went down. I had some leftover French bread, and I put some marinara on it, and then a little bit of mozzarella and pepperoni, and boom, there's dinner, okay? Second night, well, I had some leftover hamburger buns, okay? So I ran out of the pepperonis, but I still had the marinara and mozzarella. Mm-hmm. So I put that on the hamburger buns, little individual pizzas. You know, that's cool. There's some olives and banana peppers. What else can I find in the fridge?
I'm proud of you. That's creative. Yeah. That's what a cook does. A cook learns how to work with what they have in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I told you about this one, but this one kind of led to a little freak out moment. We went to Big Al's Bar after work because we were doing a going away lunch for a coworker. And I ordered pizza, a common ingredients, and I got pizza shamed for it. I did Canadian bacon and pineapple, which I think is completely normal.
I agree with. I'll do that and add jalapenos on it.
Yeah.
Shoot, I have it with like cranberries too. I think there's some kind of cranberry nut that I get on mine as well. That sounds gross now that I'm saying it out loud, but it's actually pretty good.
I mean, who cares what people put on a pizza anyways? Why are you harassing me?
What I thought was so funny about that, not about the pizza shaming. You did get pizza shamed later here at work by mean boys that we work with. But what I thought was funny, we both ordered pizza from Big Al's Bar. And then whenever I got mine, I was like, oh my gosh, I did not realize it was a whole pizza. I thought it was a personal pizza. And you were like, oh, I knew it was a whole pizza, yeah. And I plan on feeding my family for days on this.
Absolutely.
And you did.
Oh, yeah.
And that was
amazing.
We ate
it for 2 days. Yeah.
And your family didn't shame you for that pizza.
No, they don't care. They just want to be fed.
Yeah, I fed my husband, too. I also got pizza shamed. I went with pepperoni, mushroom, and jalapeno, and I got told, ew, why do you put mushrooms on pizza? And I put mushrooms on everything, so shut the hell up.
Well, listen to this. Okay, so one time we went to this Italian restaurant, and the kids' meal was a make-your-own pizza. And my son wanted to put croutons on his pizza, and they brought him croutons.
That sounds amazing.
I mean, what's the big deal? Just put whatever you want, and a little side of grapes, too, which I think he might have ended up putting on the pizza, but he didn't cook it with the pizza. But anyways, who cares?
I used to eat croutons by the fistful. Oh. Seriously, my friend's mom would keep croutons and brownies stocked at the house for
That's me. What we do. Yeah, we have bags of croutons in the pantry as a snack for my son. He loves them.
Delicious. Let me tell you about this one time that I was trying to be an innovative to feed Jeremy.
Okay.
So there's this Mexican restaurant called Blue Mesa.
Love it.
And if you go there for happy hour Monday through Friday, they have a complimentary quesadilla bar. And this isn't like a walk-up buffet where you go grab your own stuff. You walk up to the grill and tell them what you want in your quesadilla and they make it for you. It's genius. It is a super cheap way to go eat because just order... You can order 2 happy hour margaritas and get your free quesadilla. And then you can go up there and order as many times as you want to. So it's so simple. Well, my husband and I used to live close to a Blue Mesa. And one day we were broke and was just like, man, I don't have anything for dinner. Let's just go to Blue Mesa and be cheap and go get their happy hour for dinner. Well, we get there and he goes up and orders our drinks. I'm sitting outside waiting for him. Well, my husband comes back to me and he's carrying 2 margaritas and a shot. And we're not shot people, or he's really not a shot person. Like, I will get down with shots sometimes, but it has to be for a reason. He especially is not a shot person. So I'm like, well, baby, what'd you get? He was like, oh my God, I got this shot for only $25. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
No.
It was some expensive tequila that was a big deal. I can't tell you what it is. I don't know. But apparently it was a deal to get a shot for $25. I would never spend $25 on a shot.
Neither.
He was so proud of himself. And I was so pissed off because I'm like, there goes our cheap dinner. We could have just went to go eat anywhere for this price.
Wow. So does he know his liquors enough to like know that's a deal? Or did he get talked into it? Like he's, you know, he should have known better.
I mean, I think that guys kind of do know their liquors more, like Louis whatever is 14. Some really expensive scotch. So, I mean, I think guys know if it's something super impressive like that. Yeah. I don't think like he goes to the store and he's all uppity about liquors and stuff. I can be a little bit uppity about beer because I used to work at a beer emporium. So I do know my beer. But if I keep beer at home, usually it's Miller Lite and he's straight Guinness. But then I do like fancy beer. But you can't just keep fancy beer stocked at your house. You know, that's more for a special occasion, especially the stuff that I drink is high alcohol. So and it'll come in a big bottle, which is like 2 glasses. Mm-hmm. You drink that big bottle and you're like done. And then Jeremy's like, how'd you get so drunk so quickly? And I'm like, I had a whole bottle of Chimay. What do you expect from me?
I'm guilty of going to get wine and I don't know anything about wine. I love wine, but I don't know anything. So I'll just be like in one of the aisles Googling what's paired with, you know, fish or what is a rosé? It doesn't matter. I'm always Googling. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay, well, there's an app called Vino, V-I-N-O, I think is what it is.
Vino?
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't
know. It's either that or there's another V in it. I'm not positive, but my mother-in-law uses it. And you can take a picture of the label and it'll tell you the price Ooh. Point. It'll give you a rating on it and everything else. Now, with that being said, I don't do that. I shop by price and label only. I like reds and I usually go $12 or under and go strictly by the label.
I have heard, I might have told you this before, but I've heard that the uglier the label, the better the wine tastes.
Ooh.
Because whenever they spend a lot of money on making a good graphic for the label, it's because it's a piece of crap drink and
Makes
they're trying
sense.
To cover it up.
I fall for it every time. I most definitely do. My husband will get more expensive wine, and we had friends over one night for dinner, and I told them, I said, well, I'm not trying to brag, but just so you know, this is the most expensive bottle of wine we've ever had. And they're like, oh my gosh, how much is it? $25, and it's because big dude over there bought it, not me. Now, I mean, we've spent more at restaurants, but that doesn't count because they mark it up, you know, times four.
Oh, yeah.
Four or whatever. Other brag alert. My husband, I don't know if I got to him with the black coffee. If, like, he's so scared that I'm going to do something to him that he has just been the nicest person ever, or if he's just truly the nicest person ever and I'm a bad person. I haven't quite figured this out yet, whatever. But ever since the black coffee fiasco, he has been buying me so much stuff, cool stuff from the store.
Yeah.
I told you he bought me all those juices. Well, here lately he's been on this facial kick. And so he'll come home with all these cool facial masks. And
does he do it with you?
He did. I made him do one last night. Normally he doesn't. Usually this is all just for me, but I was like, oh, let's just do this together. So we just did like some mud mask last night. And then we soaked our feet and did our little foot scrub that we like to do sometimes. And so I had my feet soaking for a while and I scrubbed at it with the pet egg. And guess what, Amy?
What?
I didn't get a lot of foot cheese back because I did that baby feet stuff a couple of weeks ago. And I think that it truly worked. Like, I did one good shedding and that was it. And I told you it was unimpressive because the rest of my body was shedding too.
Right.
But I didn't get a lot of stuff back. So I don't have a lot of dead skin on my feet anymore. So I win in the feet department against nobody else, but still I'm happy about
it. Yeah, you are a winner all around.
I think I am. I don't know why I'm so cocky today.
Jeremy is sounding very metro. You know, with the
juice cleanse and the facial.
Juice cleanse and taking care of his feet and facials.
Did I also tell you he's a firefighter?
You need to ride this out. I mean, you are benefiting big time on this.
I know. He's so great.
So, Lacey, you always make fun of me because I don't know what's going on.
Ever.
Current event wise.
Well, it's funny because this was months back, but I mentioned to you Anthony Weiner is what I said. And yeah. I was talking about Hillary Clinton and Anthony Weiner and the emails and
his
wife.
His name's hysterical and I had never heard it.
Yeah. And that's how it came up because it's like, how have you never heard of Anthony Weiner? Not only has he been big he's been big for years now. He's been scandalous for years now. So that's how we discovered that Amy doesn't know what's going on in the world.
No, I have no idea. So I thought it was really funny because we were riding in the car running errands, me and my husband, Josh. And he has this huge news that he has to tell me. I'm like, oh my gosh, what? He's like, Amy, did you know that Lady Gaga is doing the halftime show next year? Like, for the Super Bowl? He's like, yes. I'm like, babe, that was this past year. So he was listening to, Best Of on the radio and didn't realize that it was a playback. No idea what's going on. And I mean, the Super Bowl, he was watching the Super Bowl.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Breaking news, Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl next year, 2018. You heard it here first. Thanks, Josh. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. Do you want me to say it?
It's your line now.
Amy Nichols, and be sure to listen. Oh, damn it. Now I messed it up. You're going to edit this out, right?
Maybe.
Be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And thanks for listening. We out.
Ew, I hate that ending. Hold on.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back soon. I hate that one too.
I guess it wouldn't be fair if I left that in for you.
And okay, I'll let me do it. Amy Nichols, and be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
Yeah, buddy. Woo! Thanks for listening.
You've had such an overdose of me lately. I've been the luckiest old broad on 2 feet.